You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Tonight is the start of a new campaign to unite every American who knows in their heart that we can do better. Join me in the next step toward that destination of November 6th. In the days ahead, I'll look forward to spending time with many of you personally. I want to hear what's on your mind, hear about your concerns, and I want to learn about your families. To all of you, I have a simple message. Hold on a little longer. A better America begins tonight. We believe in ourselves. Our greatest days are ahead. We are, after all, Americans. God bless this great nation. God bless the United States of America.
Isn't that remarkable? After the length of the Republican primary and everything that we've been through with Republicans, there's Mitt Romney introducing himself to America yet again. That's what you heard there. I want to meet your families. I want to be introduced to your communities. Mitt Romney is the presumptive Republican nominee, and he is introducing himself once again to American voters. Five Republican primaries last night, five wins for Mitt Romney. No real surprises, at least in the polling booth. Now, Mitt Romney has not officially won the Republican presidential nomination, but the former Massachusetts governor now has even more delegates to add to his tally. Last night we had Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, New York, Delaware, Connecticut. And once again, Mitt Romney used last night's victories to do what he has to do now. Forget about Republican base voters for the moment, if you will. Target President Obama and beat him in November.
The last few years have been the best that Barack Obama can do. But it's not the best America can do.
Well, we're joined now by Anna Sale, my friend, political reporting partner and reporter for our co-producer WNYC's politics website, itsafreecountry.org, in the studio with me. Hello, Anna.
Hi, Todd.
Great to have you here. Stefan Schmidt is also with us, professor of political science at Iowa State University in a swing state, and a contributor to that very same website, WNYC's site, itsafreecountry.org, where Anna also works. Hi, Stefan.
Hi, guys.
Good to have you with us, Stefan. Anna, let me turn to you. This is all about what's next for Mitt Romney. He has vanquished his foes. Sure, Newt Gingrich is still around. We'll talk about him. We'll talk about Rick Santorum. Pivot time for Mitt Romney. What's next for him? He was reintroducing himself there. It was remarkable.
He was reintroducing himself. It's funny, like after every primary night from the last month, it seemed like the next day of headlines is Mitt Romney turning the corner to the general election. But maybe this is finally the time that we're turning the corner. Five wins, five states last night. He's going to be in New York City over the next 2 days, raising money, getting ready for that general election campaign. And there's going to be more efforts to just officially clear the table, wrap this Republican primary up in the minds of all Republicans. Voters show a unified front for the Republican Party. And I think what you can expect to see is more endorsements from kind of big name Republicans who we've not yet heard from. There's, of course, George W. Bush we haven't heard from yet. And Rick Santorum
is
not
officially
endorsed. Yeah, I was going to say, there's
one pretty high profile, important Republican endorsement that Mitt Romney does not have yet.
And that's Rick Santorum. And he was on Piers Morgan last night. And Piers Morgan tried to just, you know, just get him to endorse already.
Everyone assumes you've endorsed Mitt Romney tonight, Senator. Just spit it out, man.
All I said was the obvious, which is Mitt Romney's going to be the nominee, and I'm going to support the nominee, whoever that nominee is, period.
Well, that's Mitt Romney.
Well, that's what it looks like, yeah.
Okay.
The transitive property there, that might have been an endorsement, but not officially.
Only by the transitive. I'm going to interpret that, and you'll correct me if I'm wrong, I'm going to interpret that as not that he's in any way hesitant about endorsing Mitt Romney, but that he wants to capitalize on the best part of the news cycle. That wasn't last night on CNN, on Piers Morgan. That will be, you know, some other point maybe this week.
Flashy press conference. Exactly.
All right. Well, Stefan Schmidt, let me turn to you because I guess, you know, we are going to safely assume that Mitt Romney is the nominee now. He has spent the last year connecting with the base of the Republican Party. We've certainly covered it in detail, and we've covered, you know, the question now is, can he attack? He's been trying to show that he can attack President Obama effectively and consistently. He's got to solidify the middle, however. Can Mitt Romney, and this is a question for every candidate in a presidential election, having run so far to the right out of necessity because of the Newt Gingriches and the Rick Santorums and even the Herman Cains of the world, can Mitt Romney now access the size of the middle that he needs to take a bite out of President Obama? Can he do it?
Well, all presidential races tighten up as you get closer to November. So I assume that by some magic, The race between Obama and Mitt Romney is going to be a pretty tight race, but it's painful. It is horribly painful. And, you know, last night, yes, Mitt Romney won. You know, the percentage of voters that turned out to vote in Rhode Island was 3%. Rhode Island is irrelevant. There are no Republicans in Rhode Island. And all six of the Republicans in Rhode Island turned out, and some of them voted for Mitt Romney. So I don't see, you know, a huge victory. And when you listen to Linda Fisk of North Smithfield, Rhode Island, she said, yes, it's going to be Romney, and in November I'll vote the party line. But she said, in November I'll vote with my head, but today I cast my vote with my heart. And she voted for Ron Paul. So the heart of the Republican Party itself, the base of the party, is not enthusiastic about Mitt Romney. And while independents and, you know, sort of moderates or independents are the key to the November election, Mitt Romney has two problems. One, the base of the Republican Party isn't really very excited about him. They don't like his conservatism, which they think is sort of weak and waffly. And he got pulled very far to the right by the Tea Party, and therefore has contaminated to some extent that center that he's going to have to get. So he has a double mission.
And we've seen part of that double mission start already, Stephen Schmidt. Yesterday, Mitt Romney saying he supports the president's policy of extending low interest student loans, which are federally subsidized. You know, up until yesterday, you wouldn't find a single darn thing that Mitt Romney would go in front of a microphone and say he agrees with the president on. But student loans seem to be the spark of accessing moderates, the first I've seen Mitt Romney do it.
Yeah, it's funny how things change when the primary season seems to be all over and you have to start competing for more than just the base of the party. He also now is saying that he really doesn't like parts of the Arizona immigration law, that you know, his immigration policy is more nuanced, because in addition to the center, he also has a real problem with Latino Hispanic voters. And of course, he is also working very, very hard to regain some ground with women voters. His gender gap is as great as any I've ever seen, mm-hmm. and is daunting. It's like a gigantic mountain that he's got to get over. So he's definitely has to have a very skillful campaign team to help him remit, you know, some of the constituencies that have to come, at least part of them have to come back to the Republican Party in order to get that job done.
And let's be fair for a moment. This is a particular issue for Mitt Romney because of how conservative Republicans are, now, right, Anna? But Senator Obama running, you know, against a very unpopular national security strategy of George W. Bush, ran against Gitmo. It's still open. He has a very Republican-leaning national security strategy now that he's president. Just to be fair, this is an issue that plagues all presidential politicians to some degree. It's not a Mitt Romney problem that Barack Obama is absolved of.
No, transitioning to the general election is always, you know, something that candidates have to do. But what I think is interesting is we've been saying for months and months Mitt Romney's not been able to really excite the more activist wing of the Republican Party. But, you know, Newt Gingrich was certainly not able to do that last night either. And he tried, because he, you know, had months before said, I want a one-on-one race with Mitt Romney. Rick Santorum was out of the race and just didn't register last night. He's still running for president, Newt Gingrich.
Is he?
He is. And he had slightly different messages about why he was running for president when he was campaigning here in New York. Up in Buffalo, he said, I'm the last conservative standing. Mitt Romney's only about halfway to the delegates. But here in New York City, talking to a Manhattan dinner, the state Republican Party of party insiders, this is what he said.
I don't want any of you to be confused about this. And I don't want the media to be confused. I've stayed in the race to articulate big themes and big issues.
And so what's interesting, he's saying big ideas, big issues. He's talking about energy policy, but his campaign is totally out of money. In his last campaign filings, he had about $3 million more in debt than he had in cash on hand. But, you know, there is a Newt Gingrich campaign that still has money, and that's his super PAC, Winning Our Future. We found out last week that Sheldon Adelson's wife gave another $5 million last month to his super PAC. So how is that money going to be spent? I talked to senior advisor Rick Tyler, the super PAC senior advisor. This is what he said about the Romney campaign.
I think they would like nothing more than to quickly, hit the reset button, you know, shake up the Etch-a-Sketch and start to move toward the center. We do not want him to move toward the center. We want him to represent conservative values of a conservative party. And I think the majority of Republicans would agree with that.
Well, whether or not Mitt Romney can continue to represent conservative values of the conservative party and the conservative Republicans while he has to access moderates in the middle. It's a classic presidential conundrum. There are signs that Mitt Romney has it a little bit worse than many presidential candidates of recent history. That's Anna Sale of itsafreecountry.org, also joined by Stefan Schmidt out in Iowa, a political science professor at Iowa State and also a blogger at itsafreecountry.org. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
All right, we always want your views on this issue and others. Hey, when you're watching Mitt Romney, as conservative as he's been in the primaries, do you think he can effectively move towards the middle? Look, even if you're not going to vote for him, even if you are, can Mitt Romney make the turn? They call it the turn in politics. Can the man access the middle in a credible way? We'd love to hear from you. 8778-MY-TAKE. You can always post to the website at thetakeaway.org. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee, the both of them. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.